Republican New York State Senator Sue Cirino is running for re-election in the 41st District. The freshman senator speaks about what she has accomplished and what she hopes to do next term if she wins November 8th. State Senator Sue Cirino of Hyde Park is running against the same opponent as in 2014, Democrat Terry Gibson, who she unseated by securing about 51% of the vote. This time, Cirino can point to a Senate record, one she says is built upon addressing quality of life issues.
I am really proud of so many of the things that we've done because they're all quality of life issues, like with Lyme disease. I fought for money in the budget 2 years in a row, and we got $1.2 million. And because of my persistence in that area, we had the Cohen Foundation donated $5 million to our Carey Institute, which actually helped them start the TIC project, where they're going around and they have different neighborhoods and they're trying different things to see how they can eliminate the problem with the ticks. And overall, I think the cost is about $8 million. So $5 million is a huge chunk to really get them started. So I was really excited about that.
Cirino mentioned the TIC project, for which the Stephen and Alexandra Cohen Foundation awarded a $5 million leadership grant to the nonprofit Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Millbrook and Bard College. It's a large-scale study aimed at reducing tick populations and Lyme disease. Cirino chairs the Task Force on Lyme and Tick-Borne Diseases and also has worked on Lyme disease education, especially for kids. Another source of pride for Cirino is having helped secure funding to get the Pudding Street Overpass project off the ground. That's a street in Putnam County off the Taconic State Parkway that is considered a dangerous intersection and where a school bus crosses. Cirino also chairs the Aging Committee and works on issues related to elder abuse and nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Cirino says if the voters give her another term, she would like to continue her work on combating the heroin epidemic, providing options for a longer-term recovery.
You know, the heroin problem, we were able to provide $189 million in the budget, but we need places for our young people, or it's not even only young people, it's moms, dads, it affects all walks of life. We need places that people will be able to reach for recovery. We don't have them.
New Yorkers have expressed a lack of trust in the government, viewing corruption at the state level as a major problem, and ethics reform falling short. This, in no small part, is due to the convictions of former State Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos and former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. The state legislature and Governor Andrew Cuomo last session reached an agreement to strip pensions from any public officer convicted of corruption. The legislature will have to adopt the resolution again next session, and voters would have to approve the referendum. Cirino supports this along with the following.
Term limits. I've been talking about term limits for a long time. And if you think about it, you look at the people that are in government that get in trouble, right? They're there a really long time. There's no reason for that. You need fresh ideas, fresh eyes. You have people that just get too complacent. I love it when I had two senior senators say to me, because, people aren't privy to our conversations in conference, and they both on separate occasions say, yep, Sue's got her place in our room. She stands up in the corner and she looks out at everybody and she tells all those old guys exactly what she thinks, even when it's in opposition of what they're saying. That's what people put me in Albany for. They know that I'm not afraid to speak up. It's been my reputation since I was on the town board.
Cirino says she would term limit herself to 8 years. Cirino says even though it's a presidential election year, she is running her campaign as she did 2 years ago, knocking on 50 doors a day.
I literally go 7 days a week because the public expects me to be everywhere, and I am. I have an open door policy. I give them my cell phone number as much as Kara. I drive her nuts with that. I want to be accessible. That's what it's all about. People are sick and tired of people that have these attitudes that they're like elite, and it's a job. And if people like the job I'm doing, they're going to reelect me. I say like it's the politicos, it's a game to them. For me, it's all about the purpose. It's all about the quality of life. I want my son to stay here. He just opened up a business and I'm really proud of him. And I want my mom and my mother-in-law to be here. I don't want them to leave. So that's what the way my attitude is, why I am running again, because I really care. We need to make New York State definitely more affordable, and that starts with bringing new businesses, and we have to focus on economic development. My little saying is always, I want New York to be a place people want to live, not one they want to leave.
and asked whether she supports Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump.
I've been going door to door, and I can tell you, Allison, like so many people have told me they're so disenfranchised and they don't want to vote. And what they're saying is it's the lesser of two evils, or who do you hate the least is the way they've said it. And it's really frustrating. And I say to them, I say, you know, I can tell you, I am voting and I will be pulling the lever for myself for sure.
But does she support Trump?
I don't endorse any candidate.
Serena will not publicly say whether she will vote for Trump. What she will say is people should get out and vote.
Like when people talk to me and they're telling me they're not going out to vote, I said, that is really not good, because the local races, and think about it, we have the Assembly, the Senate, and the congressional race. That directly impacts their livelihood.
The 41st Senate District includes most of Dutchess County and part of Putnam County. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.